My name is Dante Williams. I am 35 years old, and I am here with my fellow advocate, Lewis Davenport.
Hello, my name is Lewis Davenport. I'm 54 years old. I'm here with my fellow advocate, Dante Williams.
So, Lewis, thanks for coming in today, and I appreciate you taking the time to sit down with me and tell the listeners the story. We spoke a little bit, but I think it's best if the people hear what you have to say directly from you. So tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, as I said, I'm 54 years old. I started getting high when I was 13. I started off with marijuana. Then I graduated to cocaine, then heroin. I started shooting heroin when I was 18.
And so throughout that process of getting high, you know, there was something dramatic that happened to your health. What happened to your health?
It deteriorated. I mean, I started sharing needles. Then, possibly, I think I had contracted hepatitis C from doing that, from sharing needles.
And so, you know, because of sharing the needles, you think you may have gotten hepatitis C. When did that happen? At what point?
I think I was 22.
And how old are you now again?
I'm 54.
54. So from 22 to 54, you've been living with this disease.
Exactly.
And how did you first find out about it, that you had it?
I had got locked up and went to the penitentiary. And when you go to the penitentiary, they take blood tests. So he took the test, and it came back positive hepatitis C.
Okay. Yeah. And what was the doctor's attitude towards you? How did they give you the news?
It's been so long ago, but they just said they had something to tell me. And they just, you know, straight out told me that I had hepatitis C.
Okay.
You know, and at that point, I didn't know what it was until they explained it to me. So.
And did they offer treatment or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay. And when they offered the treatment, did you accept it or did you turn it down?
Oh, I accepted it.
You accepted it?
Yeah.
Okay. But it didn't cure you?
No.
Okay. So it sounds like you were one of those people that got infected around a time where the treatment wasn't that great and it was kind of severe. And,
exactly.
And, you know, it just wasn't working out for you.
Right.
Now, here we are, fast forward. It's 2017 and you're still infected with hepatitis C.
Right.
You know, what has it been like currently trying to get treated for this disease, and what's stopping you from getting treated?
First thing, my drug problem. You know, it was help for me, but I decided, you know, to go the other direction at the time. You know, so.
Okay. And did you know here in Illinois that the Medicaid and the insurance companies say that, you know, if you are hep C positive and you have a active substance use issue, that you're not eligible for treatment?
Oh yeah, I didn't know this.
Yeah, so, and that's one of the things we're trying to get out here and change. We're trying to raise awareness about the policies that are going on across this country and in the state in terms of this disease.
Right.
You know, it shouldn't matter whether or not, you know, you're actively using or not.
Exactly.
You know, your life is in danger, your health is on the line.
Right.
And we want to do what we can to change that. We appreciate you telling us this story.
Okay.
Because this story helps.
Right.
It really does. And just going through that process and hearing what I've just told you, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel that it's hope for me. You know?
Okay.
That it's hope for me. I just have to take an initiative to do what I supposed to do, so, yeah.
Okay. And in what ways have hepatitis C affected your life?
I told my family, right? And at first they didn't, you know, like shine away from me and stuff.
Okay.
But then they started accepting the fact that I had it, so. Yeah.
Okay. So your relationship is better now than
it
was?
Because before I was depressed and everything to my man, it was a thing. You know, so, but I guess they just, you know, love is something else, man.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
Unconditional love, so that's what that was. You know, they finally got around to that, so that made me feel a lot better.
Yeah, love is a powerful thing, and I'm glad that, you know, you were able to get back to your families and, right. and kind of bridge that gap.
Exactly.
Now, you know, just thinking about hepatitis C and, you know, the way that it's impacted you and the way that it's, you know, had an impact on other people you know, because when we were talking, you know, off the record, you said that you know other people that's been affected. How's it affected them?
I think they was in the same predicament I was in before.
Okay. You know?
So shying away from people, don't let people know. So yeah.
And then you said you're still struggling with use, right?
Yes.
What way has hepatitis affected the way you think about your use activity, your substance use activity?
I couldn't even say.
So for some people, when they find out they have hepatitis C, you know, it makes them a little bit more paranoid.
Okay, and, now I see what you're saying. Yeah, exactly.
So have you changed some of your habits because of your diagnosis, or have you stayed the same?
To be honest with you, I haven't stayed the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, knowing what we know about hepatitis C, you know, you think you may have gotten it from sharing the needles. Mm-hmm. You know, what would you like to see change in the way that hepatitis C is talked about, the way it's treated, the way our state sees it? You know, what would you like to see change?
More awareness, you know, more teaching about it. That's what I think needs to be done.
Okay. And how would you like to see that done? What would you like to see that teaching and that awareness?
Through the media, you know, people telling other people. You know,
okay. You remember that old program, what was it, Reach One, Teach One?
Yeah.
You know, I like to see that come back.
Right.
Because it had an effect. You know, people, you know, can relate to people who've been through what they've been through.
Right.
And we hope, you know, that your story and other people who come after you, that they'll be able to use that story to help influence others.
Somebody. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that'd be a great thing. It really would. Each one, teach one.
Each one, teach one. I had it wrong then. Yeah. It's each one, teach one. Okay.
Each one, teach one.
Okay. Okay. I had the right idea. Though.
Right, the right idea.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think is there anything else you want to say to the listeners before we close out this interview?
Just stay positive, you know, and don't give up.
Okay.
There's hope for everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, you know, and I really appreciate you taking the time out today to speak to us.
No problem.